It's time for the radio show about recreational boating, from the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and from the bridge to the bilge. It's Bob's No Wake Zone radio show. So let's go down on the docks and see what's happening this week.
The following program is not marked top secret or classified. No more than one server and one device was used to produce the following boating radio show. My foreign policy includes airing of the program over boatradio.net 12 hours from now, or 6 p.m. Central Time, with listeners in the United States, the UK, and other parts of the world. I also attended a security briefing prior to the show, and new passwords have been assigned. Hi there, this is Captain Bob, and I approve this show, so away we go. Well, it's Saturday, August 20th. It's Mini Shootout Day, first day of 2 days of exciting racing with the RC boats. It's going to be taking place at Hahatonka State Park a little bit later this morning. It's also the Missouri Wine and Brew Fest today from 2 until 5 at the Lodge of the Four Seasons. And, of course, we'll be there with some great free info to pass out to you. We also have some great door prizes that you can register to win. And we'll be selling those infamous Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio T-shirts for sale. $10 each, I think, is the way we've got them priced out, and benefit to the Boat U.S. Foundation. Well, we've got a pretty large Around the Waterfront news segment we're going to have for you this morning. Captain Matt Walls from the Missouri Water Patrol will be with us, as well as Ron Dugan. We also will be talking with Jason Johnson from SpeedOnTheWater.com. We're going to talk about all kinds of things performance boating-wise, and he's got a few new little stories that you'll hear this morning. Then we're going to slow things down with Donna Schwall, and that's to cover the Two Damn Days paddle boat races, which are coming up in September. But we want to get that information out there firsthand so that you can kind of start making your plans for that big weekend in late September. And then I always are, you know, kind of on the lookout for interesting stories about boating, and I found one. This is we're going to have Bill Gonzalez from Florida and Bjorn Olivin from Sweden on the phone with us. He's going to be they're going to be talking to us about their new invention that's spreading like wildfire across the world. It's the drive-in boat wash. That's right, a drive-in boat wash. So all that is coming up on our program this morning. We first want to tell you that Hydrohoist is serving the Lake of the Ozarks and the Missouri area right out of Lynn Creek, Missouri. Joanne Clark is the area manager there for the Hydrohoist of the Ozarks location. And right now, you can save $100 off through Labor Day. So you've got a few more weeks here for the Hydroport Pro, the personal watercraft docking platform. We urge you to get a hold of Joanne Clark. If you need one of those, now's a good time to get it and save a little bit of money. She can be reached at her office, 573-346-7505. You can email her at jclark, just the initial J, Clark, at boatlift.com. Or for more information, you can check them out at boatlift.com. They were the inventors of the Hydro-Dematic Lift, a Hydrohoist boat group. And again, the phone number, 346-7505, or just go on the website, boatlift.com. You get more information and save $100 off now through Labor Day on that Hydroport Pro personal watercraft floating device. We also want to tell you that Missy Coyle and her mom are working the Show Me Shirts business. They are finishing up the shootout shirts, which are going to be ready next week for the big event down around Captain Ron's. In fact, I think they've probably got a bunch of them ready for today that'll be sold out around the mini shootout. But they do screen printing and embroidery work, and they do a great job. They're also an official Laker gear shirt shop, so if you need some Laker gear stuff, they've got them over there as well. And, of course, the high school football season kicked off last night. Unbelievable. Screen printing is available, embroidery available, Show Me Shirts. They're located right there in Camdenton. You can call Missy at 692, that's a 573-692-4667. You can find them on the website, showmeshirtswithaz.com, or you can email her, showmeshirtswithaz@yahoo.com. Well, we've got a lot to cover with you this morning, so we're going to get started with it. First off, we had a chance to catch up with the director of the Missouri State Water Patrol, Captain Matt Walls, and We mentioned to him because I had somebody mention to me at the volunteer dinner a week or so ago that they thought that the plowing situation was getting a lot better, that voters were heeding the educational messages that are coming out from all different areas, the Water Patrol, from the Water Safety Council, from the many marinas that are members of the Lake of the Ozarks Water or Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association. So I wanted to ask Matt about that.
Boat drivers at Lake of the Ozarks seem to be doing a better job in the area of not plowing around docks and in coves. So the educational message is getting out there, but we still need to reinforce it, particularly on shootout weekend.
We do. The goal is to educate the public and change the behavior from what we've experienced in the past here on Lake of the Ozarks. And the wake problem has continued to grow over the past few decades, so it's going to take some time to get people to change that behavior. But I'm confident that we can improve this problem through education and hopefully minimal enforcement.
There's a new No Wake Cove that's just been instigated just in the last couple of weeks here at Lake of the Ozarks. Tell us about that.
Miller Hollow Cove at the 21-mile mark has become a No Wake Cove during the specified times. There will be a sign which indicates the time periods that the No Wake will be in effect. That particular cove just it had a configuration to it, and also some very busy businesses in the back of the cove that created a safety concern for us, which was the reason we held a special hearing to address that situation. But yes, it the buoys and signs should be going in here in the near future.
And Captain Walls wanted me to mention to you again that the Water Vision will be extending the no-wake zone from the shootout from 3 to 6 p.m. on Saturday only, down to approximately the 30-mile marker to create a safer environment on the water as people exit the event. The no-wake area for the event usually runs to the 31.5, but they're going to extend that out now to the 30. And again, the hours will be from 3 until 6 p.m. on Saturday only. Going the other direction, up underneath the Hurricane Deck Bridge, heading upstream, if you will, 30-minute no-wake zone in effect both days. Well, the first event of the long 10 days or more of the shootout activities took place just recently. The volunteer dinner was held a week ago, and Ron Dugan, the head of the shootout committee, has made some great comments to the about 400 or almost 500 people that attended the volunteer dinner.
It feels like we're having a family reunion, you know, and then really it's true. I mean, you know, the shootout family is an amazing, amazing entity. And it's really why all of us are here and why we continue to do it year after year after year. And, you know, it's a great time to see not only each other and help out this community, but it's a time to see those people that we only see once a year that come travel all the way from Florida and New York and Washington and California just to come to our Lake of the Ozarks once a year and see our family. So makes me really proud to stand up before you guys and continue this 28-year tradition of the Lake of the Ozarks shootout. And again, it absolutely would not happen if it wasn't for all of you. So I thank you all for being here, for being a part of it, and putting in your time and effort. And I just can't thank you enough. So give everybody a round of applause for being here. So thank you.
Hear, hear. Great turnout. And thanks to all the volunteers. All right, so let's do a quick rundown of some of the events coming up with the Lake of the Ozarks shootout. Of course, today and tomorrow, the 7th annual mini shootout at Ha Ha Tonka the Springs. We also have on Monday the great shootout treasure hunt at Captain Ron's from 6 to about 7 o'clock. Following that, the Tuesday shootout Hall of Fame dinner and induction there at Stables at Cannon Smoke Saloon. You can still call in reservations, but you got to do them quickly here. 374-8400. Great prime rib dinner and the induction ceremonies. Wednesday, it's the Waves and Wheels shootout on the Strip, the meet and greet. That's always a great event. Good chance to get up close to the boats and see all the racing equipment and meet the drivers. Thursday is the Racer Village setting up there at Captain Ron's. It's also the Wishing on a Ride, the powerboat rides with Make-A-Wish Foundation. And the sign up for the Polylift Poker Run takes place over at Performance Boat Center along with the shootout auction. Then on Friday, it's the Polylift Poker Run, so you want to be watching out for those guys. Saturday and Sunday, what's happening? Oh, that's next weekend. That's when the races take place. So that's a big deal. The 27th and 28th, the actual shootout takes place. And some more information on that, lakeoftheozarksshootout.com. Lots of details there. Well, we'll be right back with Jason Johnson with speedonthewater.com. Taking a phone call from him on our Boat US guest line coming up next. On Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, we're on News Talk KRMS, Lake of the Ozarks, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9, and on live streaming audio, krmsradio.com.
This is Beth Leonard from Boat US, and more of Bob's No Wake Zone Radio Show is coming right up.
Smartest long-tail catch you'll find is ho way, ho way, you must done. She's the lady say of the salty times. Clear away the track and let the bull jine run to me. Hey, rig a jig, she's a jaunting free.
We're living our dream.
We're living simply and sustainably aboard a sailboat travelling the world.
We're visiting remote communities and raising awareness about the health of our oceans.
Patrolling the oceans for microplastic particles.
We're checking on the health of coral reefs and phytoplankton populations.
We're monitoring marine mammals and examining synthetic materials in fish.
We're Bass and Jamie Van Jones.
And we're proof that citizen science can save the world.
Hear all about our amazing adventures in salty times every week here on Boat Radio.
Stay salty.
You.
And the boat of the ladies say, clear away the tack and let the boat join run.
Coming up on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, we're going to be talking with Bill Gonzalez and Bjorn Alvin about the new drive-in boat wash. Two Damn Days paddle boat races coming up too, and Donna Schwab will be with us shortly. And then coming up next, Jason Johnson on the Boat US guest line about speedonthewater.com, and we're going to talk some shootout and some women racers and Tim Seabold. You know, if you get stuck out on the water, there's one person you can call, and that's Captain Dave Anderson. Or the guys from Towboat US, they are ready to assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right there at Lake of the Ozarks and across the country. There's 600 of these ports around where they have the Towboat US services. But they do towing, of course, battery jump starts, soft ungroundings, fuel delivery if you need it. And this little policy applies to any recreational boat you own, borrow, or charter. Call 573-216-4701. That's 216-4701. Or you can go to boatus.com, or you can click my website, bobsnowakezone.com, and you'll be able to find the Boat US and the Towboat US packages right there. You can link right in. $72 a year, unlimited, on-water, freshwater towing offered by Towboat US. All right, let's get on the Boat US guest line. Today we have Jason Johnson from speedonthewater.com. Talk to us a little bit about performance boat racing, the shootout, female boat racers, and Tim Seabold. Good morning, Jason. How you doing, man?
Yeah, good to be back. How are you, Bob?
Pretty good. Well, we're in crunch time as we get ready for next week's activities at Lake of the Ozarks for the big 28th annual shootout. But before we kind of talk a little bit about that, I want to ask you a couple questions about speedonthewater.com. Now, you've been there a number of years. Tell me a little bit about the online and the new publication.
Yeah, we've kind of grown the website over the last about 5 years. Matt Trulio started it in 2009. I joined a couple of years later, and we kind of started doing it. I've taken a daily news mentality to our industry, which we both worked for Powerboat Magazine, and we're used to doing monthly content for the most part. And so we just kind of went back to that newsroom form and started doing the website, trying to put up as much news as possible. And using our magazine background, we decided to do a digital magazine, which we've done for the last about 3.5 years. We just did issue number 19. And those are all free on the website. It's just a PDF you can download. You can go back and get the first one we did in 2013 or the one we just put out a few weeks ago. So, and then from there, we kind of evolved to, some people wanting us to do it in print. We weren't quite sure, but we decided to do our first year in review, which is kind of a year in pictures, per se, coffee table style magazine that people really got a kick out of. We did our 2015 year in review that came out in January, and we'll have a 2016 version that's going to come out in time for people to give us Christmas gifts that they like. Sometime in December will be out. And obviously, Lake of the Ozark shootout coverage, Lake Race was in there from the lake last year, and you know, different businesses that are out there represented, things like that. But it's been fun for sure.
I was down at Glock at Grand Lake with Shane Sherman, and Alvin Heathman was there as well. And we all sort of had the same reaction that, you know, this this performance boat thing is really continuing to grow. And with the success of that only in its second year, kind of shows us that, you know, these power boaters are willing to take some chances on some new events. And even talk about some of these old events like the shootout, they keep coming back. Your perspective on the growth of performance boating?
As a whole, it seems to be doing pretty well. As far as the shootout events, I think it's been kind of a cool thing to follow and see the progress of. Obviously, we know where it all kind of started in the boating world with Lake of the Ozarks, but you know, there's one out in Havasu now and one in Texas, and they're starting one up in the Illinois Chain of Lakes area. So, you know, that's pretty interesting, and it's, you know, good because anyone can go do it. You don't need to be a professional racer. You don't really need sponsors. They usually have a charity around you that makes you feel good about doing it as well. And, you know, everyone wants to see how fast their boat can go. Now, does that always represent how fast they go? Because it's over a mile, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly, but it's still cool to see. But going back to the performance boats in general, we've definitely seen a nice, it seems, you know, there's some progress right now. And a lot of our industry gives, you know, there's a lot of credit that goes to the center consoles, the performance center consoles, that have kind of changed our market a little bit. And, you know, there's even categories for them in the shootout now. So that definitely helps companies stay afloat for a while, some of those businesses. But, yeah, it seems like when you have companies of Fountain and Baja and Donzi that you see are producing boats again, you know, that's a good sign. I don't think it's ever going to get to where, you know, it once was with those companies, you know, the Baja or whatever, but it's good to see them, you know, coming back and making the, you know, kind of a resurgence there. And I know Big Thunder Marine right there at the lake has, you know, helped in that aspect as well. So we'll probably see a bigger presence at Lake of the Ozarks. And, you know, in my opinion, the Lake of the Ozarks is a great example of how this industry has emerged. We see Performance Boat Center and the money that's been invested in there, and that the quality and everything that's, you know, quality of service and, you know, the restaurant and the facilities and everything that's, you know, part of that. You take the guys that have invested the money in the Lake of the Ozarks and these properties, and it shows you that there is people that want to do this and are willing or, you know, can afford to be a part of the scene, you know, and enjoy the lifestyle.
Jason, we've got women like Shirley Muldowney, who was a drag racer, NHRA drag racer, fueled, you know, top fuel dragster racer. We've got Danica Patrick in the NASCAR races. And now in performance boating, we've got several women. Tell us a little bit about someone who's going to be at Shootout by the name of Summer Richardson.
Oh, yeah. She's actually been a lot of fun to write about, to kind of follow what she's been doing. And she's grown up with boating. Her father was actually a drag racer, did some drag boat stuff too, and got into the performance boat. He's done the Shootout in the past. His name's Don London. And then her husband's really into the boating. His family always has been. He's owned different boats. They own a DCB together. And then they, as a family, own the skater that her dad had raced in the Shootout in the past, as well as Chip Romer. And she's a very, very talented driver, you know, really knows her way around these boats and, you know, not afraid to run them, but also smarter, I think, or smarter about it. And it's probably just a women thing, as I, you know, us men think we have a little invincibility in us.
Yeah.
And, you know, not to say that she might not as well, but, you know, maybe just that different chromosome helps, right?
Well,
but
and she's going to be
She's been great to follow, did really well at Lake of the Ozarks, I mean, at the Desert Storm Shootout, 176 miles an hour there. And we'll see what she can do at the shootout. I don't know if you saw, but we had a story on Speed on the Water earlier this week that she is going to run also in the low altitude, the turbine-powered Mystic Wynn Farnsworth boat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's supposed to be after she, you know, does what she would like to do in the skater. So it should be very interesting to watch.
Well, and then there's a couple of other women that are teaming up to race at the shootout. Tell us about them.
Yeah, one local. I don't know. I'm sure you know Tristan Collins. Tristan Collins Garvin. She got married, I think, 2 years ago or a year ago. Anyway, yeah, she will be running with a friend of hers, Vaughn Alleman from Florida, in a 30-foot skater owned by Devin Wozencraft. He insures a lot of the boats that run in shootouts or poker runs all over the country and stuff. His company's in California, Wozencraft Insurance. And the two of them are going to run it. And Tristan's run the shootout before in her husband's 39-foot V-bottom skater a couple years ago. But this will be her first time to try to go over the 100-mile-an-hour mark, go out there and have a little fun and, get a little promotion for the women out there. They're obviously both of them could handle the boat on their own if they wanted to, but they're really good friends. And Tristan grew up at the lake, so I don't know how many shootouts she's missed, but it's probably not very many. Interesting tidbit, too, she also turns 29 on Saturday.
Oh, that'll be great.
Women have been doing this for a long time. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but, you have Carolyn Doris, who's getting inducted in the Hall of Fame, and,
yep.
Lisa Matthews has done it in the past, and, there's a lot of them. And you interview them at the docks every year. Carrie Six Killer as well. So, but I think it's cool that you see more of them coming up like this.
Yeah, very much so. Last question for you, Jason. Tell me a little bit about Tim Seybold.
Timmy's had a really cool year. I don't know how much anyone is really following him, but at the lake, of course, everyone knows who he is. But this is the end of the career for the Seybold. For Timmy, obviously, but for the Seybold family, the last of 75 or 78 years of racing from grandfather to dad to sons is coming to an end. And fortunately for him, he won the USF1 championship after a four-race season. Interestingly, rolled his boat toward the end of the race, but took home enough points to win, one extra point more than the two guys that were behind him. Definitely a cool way to go out. I'm sure he would have liked to finished right across the finish line and grabbed his checkered flag, but
you still come out on top
as a champion.
Yep, very much so. Well, Tim, if you're out there, congratulations to you, and we hope to see you around the shootout. Jason Johnson from SpeedOnTheWater.com, thank you so much for being with us this morning, and we'll see you next weekend at the shootout.
Well, we're going to go from performance boats to kayaks and canoes for the upcoming Two Damn Days paddle boat race, which is coming up in September. Donna Schwall, the executive director of LOA, is next. Talking about that. As Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show steps aside for a moment for a quick coffee break. On News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9, KRMSradio.com, and on boatradio.net. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Kelly, founder of Skipper's Review. I started Skipper's Review because I wanted somewhere online for my local boating community to make connections and recommendations. So now it's up and running. I've been getting out of the office to enjoy the Florida sunshine and to meet some of my members. Each week, you can hear me swapping salty tales with sailors, surfers, swimmers, divers, boat owners, and builders, anyone with a story to tell about their life and their relationship with the sea. So join me, Sarah O'Kelly, with Skipper's Review on Boat Radio.
We're going to be talking the Two Damn Days paddleboat race in just a moment with Donna Schwall from LOA as we connect up with her on the Boat US guest line. Seventh annual Two Damn Days paddleboat races coming up at the end of September. Our program brought to you in part by Paradise Upholstery and Canvas, and I got to tell you that they currently provide dockside service to Lake of the Ozarks from the Bagnell Dam up to the 36-mile marker and to the 4-mile markers on both the Gravois and Big Niangua arms. And you can, of course, bring your project down to their 4,800-square-foot shop located in the western part of Osage Beach. They're right down the strip, right down the street there from Marty's Marine. But they wanted me to emphasize to you right now is a good time to set up Pete to come by and do a quote for you on a new boat cover, or if you have interior work that you want to have done. Going into the fall and winter, now's the time to start looking at that. So if you're down this weekend, or if you're going to be down soon, take a look at it. They also do, of course, interior restorations, biminis, and enclosures, along with those boat covers and custom interiors. Get a hold of them by going to the website, paradiseupholstery.com, or you can call Pete at 573-216-7214. One more time, 216-7214 for Paradise Upholstery and Canvas. Well, we're heading into the end of summer and beginning of fall, but still lots of great boating days ahead of us. And Iguana Water Sports, the boat rental gurus, are right there at the Lake of the Ozarks to take care of you. They've got several locations, the Bagnell Dam Strip area, which is the kind of the home office, if you will. They've got a location on the North Shore and also one right there by the Topsider at the Glaze Bridge. They're also taking reservations now for boats to be picked up at either of the state parks. The way to get a reservation in is to call John Knight, and his number is toll-free, 888-365-2399. Again, that's 888-365-2399. And for additional information, you can go to iguanawatersports.com.
Welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. And, you know, we've talked a lot about powerboat racing and speeds and all that. But today we're going to talk a little bit about the 7th annual Lake of the Ozarks Watershed Alliance Two Dam Days Paddleboat Race. Donna Schwall, the executive director of LOA, is on the phone. Good morning. How are you, Donna?
Well, good morning, Bob. I'm doing great. Absolutely great.
Well, you know, this is a great event that has really gotten some legs here over the last gotten some arms over the last several years. And it's really taken off, and it's becoming quite the national attraction. So let's talk a little bit about, before we talk racing and what the event is all about, tell me a little bit about the Lake of the Ozarks Watershed Alliance. What's your purpose?
Well, we are a group of citizens, very passionate, that love the lake. We have investments in properties here and businesses, and we just want to make sure that we are doing things the right way to keep our lake healthy for our generation and generations to come. You know, we really do, Bob, have a healthy lake. And I've seen an article recently talking about beaches, but you know, you need to look at the entire lake. And that 5-year study that LOA has done absolutely, hands down, has shown that we do have an overall healthy lake. We've learned if it storms and stormwater gets into the lake, then we need to let that sediment settle. And then, you know, let the sun shine, let the sediment settle, and jump back in and have a good time. It's all about keeping our healthy lake healthy, and we're proud to say that it is.
Well, we're all stewards of it if we use it, and that's for generations to come. So the 7th annual Two Dam Days Paddleboat Races kick off up at Drake Harbor at Warsaw. And, of course, the big one is 92 miles, a two-day marathon. So give us the rundown on what's going to be happening up there. Let's start with Friday night before the races start.
Friday night there'll be a safety meeting and a dinner in Warsaw at the community center, and we want to invite the public to all come. If you wish, you need to go online to our website and register RSVP so we know you're coming, so we can have enough food. Mark Herbert's already been in touch with us this year, our gold medalist, Olympic champion. He's going to be in the race, and you know, when he comes, then it attracts the other big boys from around the country. So we'll just see as the registrations come in, we'll be able to go online and see who's signed up.
Now, that's on the 23rd of September. Let's make sure we get the dates out there for folks.
And, yes, Friday the 23rd.
To do this kind of an event over 2 days takes an awful lot of volunteer effort and some security and safety boats and all of that. So kind of outline a little bit about what people will be doing out on the 92-mile course over 2 days.
You bet. Well, Jane Morris is going to be doing our safety boats this year. And she has an accurate time slot to let the safety boats know when to be out and about on the water, when to expect the racers in their area. So we have a safety boats all the way up and down the lake that will come out on Saturday morning, of course. It'll be the boats up all the way upstream. And then as the kayakers, averaging 7 knots or even faster per hour will be coming down the lake. And so the safety boats have the flags and the radios. We, as a matter of fact, talked to the Sunrise Beach chief yesterday, making sure they're going to be out and aware of what's going on, as they always have in the past. So safety first, and knock on wood, haven't had an incident at all. This will be our seventh year. So we also want to say kudos and thank you to all the big boats out there watching after our little kayakers on that last weekend in September. It's just been a very good relationship that we've had with everyone on the water. And, you know, boaters are the best people in the world, aren't they, Bob?
Absolutely they are, and they really heed when they see those safety boats coming down. They see the paddlers. They really back it down and get out of the way, mm-hmm. to make sure that they get a clean run. Now, where's the end of the first day wrap-up?
That's going to end at Pirates Point, which is at the 34-mile marker. So you just pass under the Hurricane Deck Bridge. Pirates Point is right there on the left. That's where we finished day one. Then at the crack of dawn, daybreak, the next morning, Sunday morning, we'll take off from that same location to the dam.
All right, very good. Now, when we get back to the dam, the exit point, is that the Iguanas ramp there, and then stuff happening up on the strip for the awards and all that?
Right. What will happen is the finish line will be right at Beavers, and then they'll paddle into the Iguana Beach to take their boat out. Let's see, what is it, Rockwood Motel, really nice. Jeff Von Donzel, all these years, have offered warm showers for our racers, and believe it or not, at that time of year, that warm shower feels pretty good after all those paddle miles. Iguana's so nice to help us get them shuttled up the hill. And then they'll get freshened up and then come back to Beavers, and we will have the awards. All the racers come in, and what makes it so much fun this year and the year last year is we've changed all of our recreational and intermediate races to Sunday, so everybody finishes at the dam. So everybody can meet everybody that's been out there paddling, plus the public again is welcome. And the recreational racers start from the 16-mile marker at Marine Max. There's going to be a Sexy 7 this year starting at Camden-on-the-Lake. Then we're going to have a very, very fun 3.5-mile race on the North Shore. This year, Amanda Laporte is our director, and she is working really hard to get groups that are challenging each other, you know, different Boy Scout troops and maybe Girl Scout troops. And, you know, if you're a business out there and you want to challenge, if you're a bank and you want to challenge another bank, and, you know, even if it's a, if it floats and it's, and it doesn't have a motor, it's anything goes in that 3.5 miles. So we look to have just a tremendously good time this year.
Well, very good. September 24th and 25th, the two racing days, and mm-hmm. again, it starts up at the Drake Harbor at Warsaw, finishes at the Bangle Dam at Beavers. And listen, boaters, we do want to urge you once again, as you're out on that weekend, to make sure that you're watching out for these boaters, these kayakers and canoers that are coming down. Also, I guess if you're anywhere from Drake Harbor down to the dam and you see them coming by your place, be sure you shout and yell and scream and let them know we're urging them to go on, because that's an awful long trip. Donna, you mentioned a couple of grants. Tell us what those are going to be beneficial for the lake area.
Well, did I mention that we had a birthday this year? Have I mentioned that yet?
I don't think so. Happy birthday to you.
Well, yeah, we just turned 10 years old. Can you imagine?
Unbelievable. I know it.
Yeah. But I know, but anyway, so I guess time flies when you're having fun. But it was kind of nice. Our birthday was August 6th, and we received a very nice grant August 1st. So it's going to help us to provide cost share for those interested in what we call the LOA LIL, Low Impact Landscape. And we're working with Ben Evers from Heartland. And we are going to be assisting financially to do things in your yard to keep that stormwater out of the lake. Hmm. So if you're interested, you can go to our website to sign up, first come, first serve. And then we also have the septic tank pump out workshop program going again. Our workshops won't be until a little bit later, but if you are in need of a septic tank pump out, we work with ANA Septic, and we're looking at around $95 to pump your tank with the grant money helping you. So if you want to sign up for that, certainly give us a call or go online and click on the very first page. You'll see cost share programs, You can just click right on there, septic tank pump out or LOA well, and we'll be glad to get in touch and get you taken care of.
Donna Swall, Executive Director of LOA, and the 7th Annual Two Dam Days Paddle Boat Races coming up on September 24th and 25th. Donna, thanks again for all you do out there. More information to the number 2, damdays.org or lowatershed.org. Donna, thanks again, and best of luck with this 7th Annual event.
Thank you so much, Bob.
You're going to hear about the drive-in boat wash next on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show on KRMS News Talk, 1150, 97.5 FM, and 104.9 FM. Be right back.
Earliest prehistory reveals mankind's innate connection to the sea. From boats of woven reed in Egypt to Homer's black ships of the Trojan War, down to the naval battles of Greece, Rome, and every civilization since. I'm Brandon Huebner, and I'll present the history, archaeology, and literature that connect us with our past on the sea, all that on the Maritime History Program. Join me as we voyage down through the ages and witness the development of sailing, trade, and much more. The Maritime History Program, with me, Brandon Huebner, every Wednesday here on Boat Radio.
Come taste the best of the Midwest at the Midwest Wine and Brew Festival on Saturday, August 20th from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Lodge of Four Seasons. With over 75 of the finest wines and brews from across the state, this will be one of the largest tasting events in Central Missouri. The afternoon will feature door prizes, vendors, and live entertainment from Sean C. Tickets are $15 in advance or $20 at the door. For more information, call the Lake Erie Chamber of Commerce at 573-964-1008 or visit lakeeriechamber.com and buy your tickets in advance.
Welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. It's the drive-in boat wash next. What a great idea. Beavers at the Dam is getting ready to serve breakfast this morning. Yeah, that's right. They've got those great platters down there. Easy Beaver, the Big Dam Breakfast, the Ozark Eggs Benedict, and more. And of course, you can get a favorite drink, of course, with that. Omelets are a specialty as well at Beavers at the Dam. Hey, tonight it's kind of a DJ fest. We've got from 2 until 10 o'clock, DJ Jimmy and DJ Kyle. Hi, guys. They'll be down there tonight. Tomorrow, Cherry Pistols and DJ Pistol performing on Sunday. And then Saturday, September 3rd, for your Labor Day weekend, it's Sellout, followed by fireworks. Beavers at the Dam. And that's at the Bagnell Dam, right there at the end of the Bagnell Dam Strip. You know, when we're out on the lake on the weekends, you always see the pirate ship Calypso floating around, particularly from about the dam all the way up through the Gravoy and sometimes a little bit farther down the Osage as well. It's the only Coast Guard approved inspected vessel that is a pirate ship floating the Lake of the Ozarks. Holds up to 44 passengers, and they have a great time on there. And Captain Scallywag's in charge, so don't cross the captain, that's for sure. How to get reservations, jollycharters.com. They've got some great treasure hunt cruises for the kids, too. They'll really enjoy it. 573-392-0700, 392-0700 for reservations, or jollycharters.com for the pirate ship Calypso.
Good morning. Welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show this morning. And, you know, we always are looking for interesting new products or services for boaters, and I've found one that's really kind of cool. You know, there's drive-in car washes have been around for, I don't know, two or three decades or maybe longer. But now, how about a drive-in boat wash? To talk to us about this, we have a couple gentlemen on the phone with us. Bill Gonzalez is from Southern Florida. And then we also have a gentleman from Sweden, Bjorn Olven, with us. And good morning, gentlemen. It's nice to have you on the show.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning. Thank you for having us aboard.
Absolutely. Well, let's start with Bill just a little bit here. And tell me a little bit about this drive-in boat wash. Can you kind of explain how this thing works? I'm trying to envision. I've watched some videos, and it looks pretty cool, but just kind of explain to our listeners, you know, what the process and how this works.
Well, the way you said it was actually very well foot. It's actually just like a car wash. You drive in your boat into the dock, and while you are drinking a beer and buying a T-shirt, in 15 minutes, the whole of your boat gets completely washed. It takes the majority of your barnacles, slugs, anything that is attached to the hull is taken out and washed. So the job that used to be done with divers or taking the boat out of the water is now being done right at the fuel dock or right at the marina without taking the boat out of the water. There's no chemicals. Everything gets collected. And so for environmental purposes, it's a great advantage. And convenience and cost will be greatly reduced.
The crud that comes off the bottom, be whatever it is, whether it's just algae or whether it's barnacles or whatever it might be, is that captured in your system somehow?
Yes, there is a cover underneath it that will capture 100% of all the debris that comes out of the brushes and water. So nothing gets into the current of the water. Everything gets collected, and then you vacuum it just like you vacuum a pool. And then put it into some barrels that get properly dispersed after you collect it.
Okay, I see. So on let's just take a typical 30 to 35, 36-foot boat, sailboat or powerboat, what's the, how much time does it take for this process to go through?
Well, depending on how heavy the concentration of barnacles or algae, the average is between 15 to 20 minutes, it will be completely done.
Wow. Well, that's a lot faster than having to pull the boat, which costs you $10, $15, $20 a foot.
And then, correct, and then that's a lot safer and a lot better for the environment.
Sure, yeah, and the time consumed is very little.
Correct.
What's the? I know based on the length of the boat and that kind of stuff, but what would be your average cost to have this done on the drive-through boat wash?
We are averaging. Again, this is a new concept. Being introduced to the United States, but we are forecasting that it's going to be between $70 to $110.
Wow.
Depending on the boat.
That's not bad.
But it's
at
going
all.
To be somewhere on that range.
Now, for an investor or a marina that might be listening, what maybe this is a question for Bjorn. I don't know. One of you guys can jump on this one. But what's, for an investor, somebody who's, an entrepreneur thinking about, hey, this is a good idea. We need one of these at Lake of the Ozarks, or we need one of these at, Truman Lake, or we need one at Lake Cumberland in Kentucky, wherever they might be. What's the, what's the investment that they need to buy one of these and get it installed?
Depending on the size of the machine, because we do have a different size boats from 12 to 14 to 16 meters, in other words, up to 53 feet in length, both motor and sailboats. For that kind of machine, we're talking about a price of $360,000. And if you then put that in perspective, that you can easily wash about 6,000 boats per year at a cost of, let's say, average $100, we're talking about the turnover of $600,000. So the payback period for an investor is extremely short. It's definitely less than 2 years, and with a very very good return on investment.
Let me ask you this. Now, was this invented in Sweden? Is that where this sort of idea came from?
Yes, it was, and it was because our government set very stringent standards for pollution in the water, especially the copper that's released into the water from anti-fouling paint. And so many years ago, they started this where they had to reduce the copper content. On an average boat today in the States, for example, you might have about 40% copper in the paint.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when it's in the water, this copper is released about 3 grams per day, which corresponds to about 2.2 pounds per year per average size leisure type boat of about 38 feet in length. So, of course, if you have a marina or a harbor, like, for example, we take San Diego, they have 7,000 leisure boats there. That means that's more than 15,000 pounds of copper are released into the water every year. And that has, of course, a detrimental effect on oysters, fish, going swimming in there and so forth. And when they used to go swimming, they can no longer go swimming. This is a big problem. And this is what they realized, the government here in Sweden realized several years ago. So they reduced and they started to not allow copper-based paint. And when that happens, of course, the growth is a little bit faster. So you need to find a way to, you can't take up the boat every 3 weeks and so forth and so on. So then we came up with this idea and developed this technique over a number of years. And we now have 15 machines up and running in Scandinavia. We have the one in Florida. We also have one coming into Vancouver, Canada, later this year.
Wow, that's outstanding. Well, there's some great videos on the website. I want to direct our listeners there. Driveinboatwash.com is the website, and you'll see some really good illustrations, but then also some actual videos of the boat cleaning process being done by the drive-in boat wash. Well, Bill, give us your contact information down there in Florida. Let's do that for our American listeners.
The email address is bill@drivingboatwash.com. My cell phone number, where you can reach me directly, would be 239-281-7896.
All right, that's 239-281-7896. All right, very good. Well, Bjorn and Bill, we thank you guys very much. Congratulations on this new deal, and we wish you guys the best of luck, and we'll probably see you at one of the boat shows.
we'll be looking for you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Well, you heard it here first, the drive-in boat wash. Thank you, Bill and Bjorn. We appreciate you very much again. Thanks for coming on the show. Donna Schwall, thank you for talking about the Two Damn Days paddle boat race coming up in September. And, of course, always good to hear from Jason Johnson, our good friend from SpeedOnTheWater.com. Hey, we'll see you later today. Going to be up at the Missouri Wine and Brew Fest. We'll be set up there with some great door prizes, and we've got some T-shirts for sale. Proceeds to the Boat US Foundation for clean water and safe boating. Until next week, same time, same boat channel. We'll see you then. And maybe we'll see you out on the lake.
I'm standing on the ancient battlements of Castel de Belver, on a high hilltop, overlooking the magnificent city of Palma de Mallorca, vibrant capital of the Balearics, an island group in the Mediterranean Sea, which washes the shores of Morocco, Spain, France, Italy, Croatia, Greece, and many other great seafaring nations. Arrayed before me, along Palma's waterfront and onward to the town of Arenal, are tens of thousands of boats. There are juggernauts stacked with containers, cruise ships packed with tourists, ferries, freighters, mega yachts, motorboats, super yachts, sailboats, dinghies, dories, kayaks, sculls, and skiffs. Plus, of course, the ubiquitous yacht, the traditional double-ended fishing boat of these islands. Boats are this city's business: building, maintaining, repairing, refitting, and of course, selling them. And Palma has become, has perhaps always been, a world-renowned centre of excellence for sailing and for naval craftsmanship. So there's really no better place in the world to launch Boat Radio, a station for boat owners and sailors, water sports enthusiasts, armchair adventurers, and ocean lovers everywhere. Each week, there'll be programmes from the Arctic Circle, the Bahamas, Florida, Missouri, Australia, the United Kingdom, Italy, Croatia, Mallorca, and a dozen other places, as well as from the cockpits and wheelhouses of boats.
Hello, I'm Captain Bob May from Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, and you're listening to Boat Radio.
Each month on Boat Radio, I'll be looking at life on London's magnificent River Thames, from the dredgers emptying their cargoes of sand and gravel, to the mudlarks combing the shore for lost treasures.
Each week, you can hear me swapping salty tales with sailors, surfers, swimmers, divers, boat owners, boat builders, anyone with a story to tell about their life and their relationship with the sea.
We'll hear compelling tales and inspiring stories from often ordinary people who've done extraordinary things.
We did find an iceberg, but there is no such thing as smooth sailing when you're going north or when you're sailing as much as Ben and I do.
We'll be joined by many of the most prominent names from the fields of sailing, exploration and endurance sports.
Mark getting a nice puff of breeze on Taylor Canfield, leading Ian Williams. Right, he's in the black boat, jiving now.
We'll delve into the glamorous world of the super yacht.
Summer comes around, we're ready to go, and all the boats start arriving back from the Caribbean, and we all get together third week of June.
But we'll also learn how to live off-grid, aboard a more modest vessel.
I'm one of those lucky guys that didn't have to try and convince his wife to go on their sea dreams. I was thrilled with the idea of living on the boat.
We'll attend classic regattas at some of the most picturesque sailing locations on Earth.
I'm standing in the Fort Adams State Park in Rhode Island, looking back across the water to the city of Newport, sparkling in the early morning sunshine.
And we'll hear from scientists in some of the most forbidding environments.
Welcome to Ocean Research Project. My name is Matt Rutherford, and I am here in Sisimiut, Greenland.
There'll be recommended routes, anchorages, and marinas. There'll be practical tips, medical advice, accurate weather forecasts, and, in addition, an indelible streak of marine conservation. And we'll hear from you, I hope, listening at home or at work, perhaps afloat somewhere. So, welcome to Boat Radio. We're glad you can join us in promoting and celebrating the wonderful world of boats.